Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say.
Well, a salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Talking too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Hey, hey, hey. Well, I've been to Vietnam, been fighting in the war. Army punk, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. It's too much monkey business. Shout out too much monkey business for me to be involved in. All right, now.
Ever have too much monkey business? I mean, you know, a little bit of monkey business is good. Lots of monkey business, probably not as good. But too much? I don't know. What do I know? Hey, it's Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly rock and roll show. My name is Jeff, here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff. And we got to good stuff for you today, as always. There's a couple of big shows coming up this week that we should talk about and preview again. And speaking of previews, coming up a little bit later on in the show, we're going to be joined by our good friend, the artistic director of the Trout Forest Music Festival, Professor Devin Latimer, is going to be here chatting about what he's got lined up for that fine festival this year. And as usual, he's done a mighty fine job. And what else? What else? Well, there was a guy who died this week. I don't know. You might not have heard of him. He's an obscure folk singer songwriter. Went by the name of Chuck Berry. I know that probably doesn't mean anything to you, but maybe you've heard a couple of his songs. They've been covered once or twice throughout the years, and we'll prove that to you. He's not just a character made up in Back to the Future. He was an actual guy, a bit of a creepy, messed up guy. But a talented guy nonetheless. And if we can, you know, try, just because the guy just died, to forget about all the creepy, messed up stuff, and the fact that he seems to have been a bit of an asshole, then maybe we can, you know, we can enjoy the songs and not really think about that for today. How's that sound? Some of them have been covered so many times, we might have to do a Stu Reed and play some songs more than once, including that one off the top there. We heard Too Much Monkey Business. That was a version by our old pal Steve Forbert. Here's another one that we got a bunch of good covers of, and we'll go to a couple of country legends. You know, it's funny, the guy wrote rock and roll music, but I got some country legends doing Chuck Berry songs, and here's a couple of them now. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back at doing the things you used to do. Hell, because I was motivating over the hill. I saw you and Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. You're kind of like a rolling on the open road. Nothing out from my VA4. You're kind of like
like I'm doing about 95. We were walking a bumble on the south side.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You just started back doing the things you used to do. Well, my Cadillac pulled up ahead of your Ford. Your Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Then got cloudy and it started to rain. You tooted your horn, won't pass the lane. Rainwater blowing all under your hood. I was afraid it was doing your motor some good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Let a big one die. Down, that's when I heard the highway sound. My Cadillac was sitting like a tunnel at 110.5 a mile of heat. Well, the Cadillac was looking like it's sitting still. I called you and Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Yeah.
You just started back to doing the things you used to do. They gonna pick again, huh?
You just make us feel good all over. It does. Now, listen, this is a song that we did today over at the BBC, and the audience there seemed to like it real well, and we would like to do it for you. It's about a little boy that was really learning how to play the guitar, and we'd like to play it for you, and you tell us what you think about it. It's called Johnny Be Good, and goes like this. One, two, three.
Johnny Be Good.
engineer would see him sitting in the shade. Listen to the rhythm that the drivers made. People coming by, they would stop and wait. Oh, my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go! The sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be at last, but Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 go.
Give you 30 days to get back home. I've done called up the gypsy woman on the telephone. She's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'd be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Maybe I'll see that you'd be back home in 30 days. She's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'd be back home in 30 days. Oh, Billy Bird now. I've done talked to the judge in private early this morning. And he sent me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. I'm gonna put a cross charge again you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'd be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Baby, I'll see that you'd be back home in 30 days. I'm gonna put a cross charge again you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'd be back home in 30 days. Oh, Half Moon Bradley now. Oh, Tommy Jackson now. I don't get no satisfaction from the judge. I'm gonna take it to the FBI as a personal grudge. If they don't give me no consolation, I'm gonna take it to the United Nations. I'm gonna see that you'd be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Baby, I'll see that you'd be back home in 30 days. If they don't give me no consolation, I'm gonna take it to the United Nations. I'm gonna see that you'd be back home in 30 days.
The classic Roll Over Beethoven there, that's Billy Bud Cousill, joined on guitar by young Colin James Munn. And we are joined a man who was born on the banks of the Red River, now resides near the banks of the Assiniboine River, all the way from Westwood, Mr. Jeremy Robson. Say hello, Jeremy Robson.
Hi.
Oh, now see, I turned on that mic because you're...
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you preoccupied, or are you going to talk to us? Are you too busy with your phone to actually say hello? Come on, just say hi to Grandma or something.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Mom. Whoever's out there, people.
Have you ever heard of Chuck Berry?
Chuck Norris?
No, Chuck Berry.
Oh, no.
Well, during that last song, Roll Over Beethoven, what did you say you thought it was?
I don't know.
You said, is this...
a song?
Yeah, which one? Christmas song?
Run, Run, Rudolph?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, same guy.
Okay.
Chuck Berry, man. It's a legend. All right. Glad we had this talk. See ya. Before Roll Over Beethoven, we heard Billy Cousill along with his friends Steve Pinio and a bunch of other folks there from Alberta in the Codependents doing Bye Bye Johnny from their live recording event. We heard a bunch of country legends in there. Ernest Tubb with a great version of 30 Days to Come Back Home. Waylon Jennings with a fine version of Brown Eyed Handsome Man. And George Jones and Johnny Paycheck teaming up on a version of Maybelline. And Chuck died at 90. It's, you know, it's kind of hard to be too sad when a guy dies at the age of 90. You know, he had a good run. Probably, maybe better than he deserved. Who knows? It's not the end of the world, but certainly a musical legacy to celebrate. And without Chuck Berry and his influence, what else would we have, really? You know, all this folk music that we love, where would it be? I don't know, but we got some great you know, people that we know and love doing songs. Here's another song that I have a whole bunch of great versions of. I guess we'll go to this one. It's fairly recent. You can get it for free on the Bandcamp, actually, if you look hard enough. Put together by these guys that calls themselves Mason Jar Music. They put out these little charity compilations. There's five of them now. This is from number five, and it features the great Rodney Crowell doing Memphis, Tennessee.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to ride to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call, 'cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Information, please. try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party. Try to get in touch with me. We'll be right back.
A little bit of rock pile there, Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe, and I don't know. That's all that really mattered to me. Oh, what a thrill. Not the Jesse Winchester / Maverick song. That was that. And before that, we heard Emmy Lou Harris with her classic version of C'est la vie from Luxury Liner. We heard Linda Ronstadt with her also classic cover of Back in the USA. Shannon McNally in there, Going Back to Memphis. And Rodney Crowell started off that set with Memphis, Tennessee from Mason Jar Music and Friends. Decoration Day, Volume 5. We're celebrating the music and the influence of Chuck Berry. And we're trying to forget about what a creepy, terrible person he was. Because that's not our, it's not what we do here. Well, actually it is, but not today. Because the music's good. How about some obligatory CanCon and good stuff at that? This is actually fairly recent, just came out not too long ago. It is from the latest EP from our pals Luke and Melissa from Whitehorse, from the Northern South, Volume 1. Here's Nadine on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Trying to make a hymn, Nadine. Honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine. How do you? beginning this evening. It's about that time.
Woo!
Mississippi and have a damn fool. Alright, it won't be. I don't know, I said it won't be tomorrow. Oh, baby, it won't be. Here come now, boys.
To get back home, I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. Thank you.
lodge in a private early this morning. And it took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. They're gonna throw a cross charge again you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that she'll be back home in 40 days. She'll be back home in 40 days. Oh, 40 days.
40 days.
40 days.
40 days.
I'm gonna see that she'll be back.
This is your old pal Dave Alvin, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Well, I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California on my mind. Straddled that Greyhound, rode it into Raleigh and on across Carolina. We stopped in Charlotte with bypass Rockville, and never was a minute late. We was 90 miles out of Atlanta by Sunday on a roll across the Georgia State. Ran into some trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down, left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Oh, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across the Mississippi Creek. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. We'll be right back.
some folks may have little money, they won't let the poor won't dance. As soon as you fall, bought me this silk suit, put some luggage in my head, and I'm flying high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Well, Los Angeles giving off from Virginia, quite a lot of folks, you know now, got the folks back home. That the promised land's called. And there's a poor boy on the land. There's a young boy by the side of the track. He's alone with the flag in his hand. And he heard this train pass by years ago, and he's waiting on a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. See the man in the Hoover Bay, hit a pole and a crowd.
Listen to me. 13 question method is the one to use. I'm saying that the 13 question method is the one you gotta use. You wanna have some fun, cause the 13 question method is the one to use. Question number one, you wanna have fun? Question number two, what to do? Let's see. Question number three, gonna go out and eat burger with me. God almighty, well, the 13th question method is the one to you. Now, question number five, don't give me no jive this morning. Question number six, and don't try no tricks this evening. Question number seven, I'll pick you up at a quarter to 11, baby. And question number eight, it's a date. Number 10, can we get in? Question number 11, it's gonna be just like a heaven, God Almighty. Question number 12, we get by ourselves. Cause the 13th question method is the one to you. The 13th question method is the one to you. Now, the 13th question method is the one you gotta use it if you wanna. 13th question method is the one to you. And she says, he says,
I 13 questions, method is the one to you. 13 question method is the one to you. Now 13 question method is the one you gotta use it if you wanna have some fun, cause the
Ry Cooter there from the great album Get Rhythm. That's the 13 question method. Before that, we heard some Dave Alvin in there with his version of Promised Land. We heard the great Wanda Jackson in there, who's done a number of Chuck Berry covers. That was There's a Party Going On. We heard a classic from Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. Those Hawks, of course, later became the band. That was 40 Days. That was one of their first big numbers, I believe. Together, that particular group. Also in there, we heard the Razorbacks. Who remembers the Razorbacks? Man, there's a band that's been lost to history. Huh? Did you know they were around until like 2002 or something? It's crazy. I remember seeing the Razorbacks at Sunfest. Anyways, we heard them doing a version of It Wasn't Me, and we kicked that set off with White Horse, Nadine from the Northern South Volume 1. I think we're going to let Chuck Berry rest for a little while. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about upcoming shows, including the Trout Forest Music Festival, the annual highlight of my summer. We'll talk about that festival and much more after these. Stick around. Don't go away.